USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A series of deadly earthquakes have struck in the Philippines, killing at least 8 people. John Clemens reports.
A series of 3 earthquakes of 5.4, 5.9, with a third at a magnitude of 5.7, struck Saturday morning in the sparsely populated Batanes Islands in the northern Philippines. As medical teams rushed to help the injured from the first quake, the other two struck, forcing them to divert their resources to helping only the severely injured. The Batanes Islands lies in the Luzon Strait that separates the Philippines with Taiwan. Several aftershocks continue to rock the area. I'm John Clemens.
The U.S. economy slowed sharply in the April through June quarter, even as consumers step up their spending. The gross domestic product, the economy's total output of goods and services, grew at a 2.1% annual rate last quarter, down from 3.1 in the first quarter, according to Commerce Department estimates. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now, I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Talks were held in Vienna to try to salvage the Iranian nuclear deal. USA's Wendy King reports.
The deal is also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Senior Iranian negotiator Abbas Sarakshi.
The atmosphere was constructive and the discussions were good. I cannot say that we resolved everything, but I can say that there are lots of commitments to the JCPOA and its survival.
President Trump made the choice to pull out of the deal last May. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Police in Phoenix say 2 people have been transported to a hospital in extremely critical condition after a shooting at a local business. They say the 2 people wounded are known to each other and the shooting is related to domestic violence. Police say officers responded to the scene earlier this afternoon and found 2 victims with gunshot wounds. The names and the age of the 2 people involved have not been released yet, and police say there's no outstanding suspect in the shooting, but more information is forthcoming as the investigation continues. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The biggest esports event in history is underway in New York City with millions of dollars up for grabs as millions watch online around the world. John Clemens reports.
It's the Fortnite World Cup competition underway at the jam-packed Arthur Ashe Stadium with $30 million in prize money on the line. The completion of the competition will feature 100 qualified players from an original pool of 40 million as they're dropped on an island, and each has to battle to be the last one standing. Even those that are eliminated during the Fortnite World Cup competition in New York receive $50,000, and the runner-up as well as third and fourth place finishers will all become millionaires.
America's much-maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage, preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years. Independent reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. This is USA Radio News.